It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. The family of one of the victims at Evergreen High School has released a public statement for the first time. They did not provide their names, but through the sheriff's office, they said the victim is a 14-year-old boy who chose to confront the shooter to allow other people time to escape. He was shot at close range and ran to a recreation center where he got life-saving services from an EMT firefighter who was working there. That's according to the statement. They say the boy has gone through multiple surgeries and is still hospitalized. The Clear Creek County Sheriff Matt Harris is leaving for another job in law enforcement. Harris was appointed to the position in 2023. He replaced Rick Albers, who retired in the fallout of the Christian Glass shooting death. He expected to leave office by the end of October. An undersheriff will carry out the rest of Harris's term through 2026. A new study finds the iconic white bark pine, which spans Colorado and the Mountain West, could lose most of its habitat due to climate change. As Caleb Radel with the Mountain West News Bureau reports, scientists say the loss could impact wildlife and people.
High in the Rockies and Sierra Nevada mountains, the windswept white bark pine has stood for centuries. But now, rising temperatures imperil its future, even though it's federally protected as a threatened species. By mid-century, up to 80% of its habitat could disappear. Diana Tombach is a researcher at the University of Colorado, Denver. She says squirrels, grizzly bears, and birds, like Clark's Nutcracker, rely on its seeds.
The tree also acts like snow fences, keeping water flowing downstream by slowing snowmelt over the summer months, and this benefits farms, ranches, and towns.
Tombach says most of the tree's future habitat will likely be in national parks and wilderness, places that are protected, but where restoration is harder to do. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
This is KRCC and CPR News.